Hello and welcome. This is Suraj Kumar Education Show. Today I bring the topic atmosphere, structure of atmosphere, troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, and thermospheres. I'll describe to you step by step these topics. Now start first. What is atmosphere? Atmosphere is a colorless, tasteless, and odorless mixture of gases that surround and the earth. It extended up to a height of about 1,600 kilometers. However, 99% of total mass of the atmosphere is within 40 kilometers from the earth. This gaseous envelope of invisible film of air surrounding the earth is called atmosphere. There is no definite upper boundary layer but fades away gradually into interplanetary space. It peters out more and more slowly with increasing altitude and becomes less and less dense until there is no longer any detectable amount of air left. Most of living organisms are present at the bottom of the atmosphere. The mechanical mixture of gases in the atmosphere do not react with each other. It does have weight, exert pressure, and is comparable. Composition of atmosphere: nitrogen 78.088%, oxygen 20.948%, argon 0.930%, carbon dioxide 0.033%, other gases traces. A sample of pure air on an average consists of 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, 0.9% argon, and 0.3% carbon dioxide by volume. Very minor amounts of neon, helium, methane, krypton, nitrous oxides, hydrogen, ozone, xenon, etc. comprise the remaining fractional percent. Though the carbon dioxide content is less, it is an important constituent with a considerable influence on the origin of life on Earth. It is a vital ingredient in photosynthesis. The lower part of the atmosphere contains water vapor ranging from 0 to 4% by volume. Most of the water vapor content of the atmosphere is derived from evaporation from water bodies. The lower atmosphere also contains impurities like dust particles, salt crystals, bacteria, pollen, etc. The next heading is the structure of atmosphere. Based on vertical temperature differences, atmosphere is notationally divided into four major layers or strata, but the boundaries between them are never sharp, more or less indistinct, which with gases mixing upwards and downwards across boundaries. First, troposphere is the lower layer of the atmosphere, extending up to a height of 8 to 18 km from the earth depending on latitude. It is thicker at the equator than at poles. Troposphere is the densest part of the atmosphere and contains 85% of the atmosphere's mass. All weather phenomena like clouds, fog, dew, mist, rain, etc. occur there. The outstanding characteristic of troposphere is that the temperature decreases with increase in altitude. The temperature at the boundary of troposphere is roughly minus 60 degrees Celsius. Troposphere is a thin layer of transition that separates the troposphere from the above-lying stratosphere. It is a zone of transition from one set of physical phenomena to the other. There is no fall in temperature with height in this transition zone. Next, stratosphere. Stratosphere is a layer of atmosphere which lies above the tropopause. It lies beyond the height of 8 to 18 km, extending up to 50 km depending on latitude. It is dust-free, cloudless, and warmest layer. It is the state of most of the photochemical reaction in air. Temperature increases with the increase in altitude up to about 50 km in this air. At this height above the ground, the air with increase in altitude up to about 50 km in this air. At this height above the ground, the air, although very thin, is nearly as warm as the air at sea level. The stratosphere contains virtually 15% of the atmosphere mass. Thus, the mass of the air up to 40 km altitude is more than 99% of the total mass of the atmosphere. The air in the stratosphere is thin, highly rarefied compared with air at ground level. But unlike the troposphere and in spite of the low density, the stratosphere absorbs heat from the sun in the form of ultraviolet radiation. It does so since oxygen seeping up from the troposphere below absorbs energy from the sun. The solar radiation breaks the two atoms of oxygen into a molecule apart, leaving each one free to link up with another molecule of dimetic oxygen and forming two molecules of ozone as a result. The term ozone layer of ozonosphere is synonymous with stratosphere. This, in the process of formation of ozone layer, the harmful ultraviolet radiation is filtered, which otherwise makes life impossible on the Earth. Because the stratosphere is warmer at higher altitude, hot air no longer rises there, since the air above is hotter than the air below and convection cannot occur. The stratosphere acts as a lid on the troposphere, keeping convection and weather below the tropopause. Next, mesosphere. Mesosphere lies above the stratosphere. The stratosphere and mesosphere are separated by a narrow transitional layer called stratopause. Mesosphere is identified by a strong decrease in temperature with increase in altitude up to about 80 km, then warms up again in thermosphere. Next, thermosphere. Thermosphere is a separated by mesopause from the mesosphere. It is the outermost layer extending from the top of the mesosphere. It is characterized by a steadily increasing temperature with altitude. The lower layer of thermosphere is called ionosphere. Long distance radio communication is made possible through this ionized layer. Atmosphere has tremendous influence on climate. Actually, the change that take place in the lower layers of the atmosphere are the climate change. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. I'll meet you in our next episode. Bye-bye.